pasta, spicy sauce like salsa. Game drip dropper, take it to the tip topper. Not a hood hopper, but I hop on the hood. Watching my awesome mini boss up from the toss up. Any y'all good? Call a bottle popping. Hip hip hopping, screech scholar talking, bread wise, the way he get words in edge wise, you know he know the ledge, right? Yo yo, I wanna welcome y'all back to the Rob U Sports Show, NFL 2024 pre-draft free agency special part 3, and also celebrating my birthday over the weekend. So you know, blessed to see another year, 44 years young, the boy still, you know. Still aging like fine wine, you know what I'm saying? Looking younger than these boys in skinny jeans and whatnot. So, yo, I'm just, you know, thankful for the Lord for keeping me, you know, thankful for my family and loved ones, my friends. And, you know, it's only a few I can call friends, but my supporters, my fans, my donors, my Patreons, my patrons. I don't have Patreon, but my literal patrons, my customers, those are my supporters. That's my tribe. That's my fan base. That's the people who support black businesses, who support independent hip-hop artists, independent filmmakers. And you know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate everybody. If you ever purchase any music, any merch, anything related from me, definitely appreciate you. Salute to you, and blessed to see another year, and thankful for to still be here. So also anybody who shows some love on the Facebook, on the Instagram, the Twitter, the LinkedIn, birthday wishes and well wishes, you know, appreciate that as well. And all y'all who just looking ain't said shit, I know you was looking, motherfucker. But yo, let's get into some of this NFL news. And we had a hot news week with so much going on. One of the top stories, of course, is the Stephon Diggs trade from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. Texans now emerging as this young, up-and-coming juggernaut with so much talent in place. Stroud, strong defense, great coaching with D'Amico Ryans. Now adding a savvy, seasoned, talented veteran in Stephon Diggs to that offensive arsenal, which already has some nice weapons. Also adding running back Joe Mixon from the Bengals. So Texans definitely looking very impressive on paper in this offseason. People are already saying they're the top team in Texas now. Hint, hint, Jerry Jones. And these guys really went all in the offseason and in free agency. While they have that quarterback on that rookie deal, they know they got to put them pieces around him, both on offense and defense. And this is definitely what they've been doing. So the Houston Texans doing some big things. Hopefully Stephon Diggs will not become a locker room cancer or come in there with that chatty or give me the ball or showing up as quarterback on the sideline, all that talk, and you know basically distracting the young quarterback as he, you know, comes into his own even more with a season already under his belt. So yo, them Texans looking nice on paper, and we're going to see how they perform when the season starts coming this fall. Other top NFL news, we got Rasheen Rice of the championship Kansas City Chiefs with the street racing car accident in Dallas. Also, two cars involved, both cars that he owned and had in his name. I mean, and you're on the scene of the crime. It's like, eventually, he had to come out and say something, you know, because when it first happened, he was on the run for a little while, and they didn't know where he was, and he was kind of evading police and capture, if you know what I'm saying. But he did come to his senses, hire legal counsel and representation to kind of smooth things over with the fuzz. And also, you know, who knows if there was booze and drugs involved in that accident. Well, we had a lady on camera at the scene of the crime saying she saw the men tucking guns into their underwear or waistline. So we know what that means. They was probably packing. Maybe everybody didn't have the paperwork or the gun permit or the gun license or legal carry or who knows. But also there was drugs found, 10 grams, 10 G's if you bought that life. 10 G's worth of the loud pack. And who knows, whatever else they could have had that would have been, you know, incriminating, so they had to flee the scene. But when you flee the scene of a car accident, that's also a crime. Also, the street race is a crime. Also, you owe damage for the Lamborghini you were renting, and also for the Corvette you were leasing, you know, insurance. Then you have legal ramifications. How will he be charged by Dallas County, Dallas Police, whoever is in that jurisdiction, and how will he be punished by the NFL? This definitely falls under the code of conduct somewhere, somehow, some way. And he left the scene of a crime and hasn't even been arrested for leaving the scene of a car accident. Now, of course, if it was a regular common person who doesn't have high profile fancy lawyers, you probably would have got locked up as soon as they found out where you lived and that you left the scene of a car accident and that you definitely was involved. And he loses definitely a lot of credibility and, you know, leverage in the legal fight, because this stuff is on camera and they had dash cams and they had people videotaping his passengers' movements as they left the scene of the crime. So definitely was wild for Rasheen Rice, and hopefully, blessing, nobody was hurt. He's definitely blessed behind that, and hopefully he can, do what he has to do for the people who were injured in this accident and their damage to their property. And, you know, the apology probably definitely coming in a speech or some kind of something from him, not just from his lawyer. So we'll see. Other NFL news, the Ravens add that power running game with Derrick Henry. So look out for Derrick Henry in that Ravens backfield along with Lamar Jackson and running backs. So that's definitely going to be a game changer for them. Somebody physical and intimidating who's going to make the defense have to want to tackle him, even as it gets late in the third and fourth quarter, as it comes down to, you know, make it or break it time in those games. And also the Steelers adding Justin Fields. And you could tell, but this picture right here, how cool he is with Russell Wilson. He's just got the, hey, man, don't hug me like that look. You're like, yo, man, you a little too close, bro. Back up. I don't even know you like that. So Steelers adding Justin Fields for that quarterback depth and maybe potential long-term replacement and, standard quarterback torchbearer for the Steelers if things don't pan out the way they may want with Russell Wilson. And we'll see how they perform. We'll see how much reps they split or how much reps Fields gets with the preseason and things of that nature. So we'll see what happens. Also, Tennessee Titans adding talented cornerback Lajarius Sneed from the championship Kansas City Chiefs. And they also add Calvin Ridley, receiver from the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Titans making some nice acquisitions, even as they lose King Henry. In other NFL news, they've decided to get rid of the hip drop tackle. So this tackle will be outlawed in the NFL as it was causing so many injuries and concerns for players and some coaches. And also have a special statement from Deion about the future of his son Shador and also star two-way player Travis. And Deion has already come out and said that he will be pulling an Archie or Eli, and you know Archie don't play that, and Prime said don't play there. So Deion Sanders will be helping and guiding his young son, and also is basically kind of like a play son or a stepson or somebody that he raised and mentored, his mentee, the wide receiver / cornerback Travis. He will be guiding their draft process and, you know, evaluations and visits and communication with teams and letting them know, like, nah, my son ain't coming here, and no, neither is my young dog, my young bull. He's not going there either, because Deion says they have the leverage and they have the weight, and in certain places he's not going to let them go. He knows how those organizations are run. He's been in the NFL. He's looked at it from a, you know, from a father's point of view, from a player's point of view, and even when he came out, he was telling teams, don't draft me as well. So Deion letting it be known, you're not just going to draft my son and my young boy here. But yo, I want to thank y'all for checking me out. Rob U Sports, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Y'all be safe, be blessed, and I'll see you on the next.